This is the facility Patty works.
How often do you actually move?
Okay, so today being Asara B'Teves, it's important for us to know what Asara B'Teves is all about. And the basic historical event that's important to us about Asara B'Teves is really that it was the beginning of the end when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash. The actual Churban Beis HaMikdash, as we all know, both Churbanos happened on Tisha B'Av. However, the beginning of the end was really on Asara B'Teves. Asara B'Teves was the time in the first Beis HaMikdash that Nebuchadnezzar came and surrounded Yerushalayim. He surrounded Yerushalayim, he besieged the city, and that lasted until the Churban Beis HaMikdash, until Tisha B'Av. So if you make your calculations, it's a number of months. We're standing here in the end of December, beginning of January, and all the way into August. That's how long the siege lasted, and that's when the Churban Beis HaMikdash actually took place. There's an interesting Medrash Tanchuma that says in Parshas Tazria that really it was a chesed that Hashem did. Really, this was the time that the Churban Beis HaMikdash was supposed to happen. But if we were sent into exile in these months when it's so freezing cold, we were sent by the Goyim who had no Rachmanis on us, so it would have been terrible discomfort for us and pain for us to be sent out into Galus in these months. And therefore Hashem prolonged it and actually made the Galus take place in the summer months. And even though it was so painful for us to leave Yerushalayim and to leave Eretz Yisrael with the Churban Beis HaMikdash, but at least when we left, we didn't have that added pain of being freezing cold. It's more geschmack to go out in July and August in the summer months. And Hashem did that to us to show His love for us, that even though we deserve the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and that was the thing that had to happen at that time, but at least it shouldn't be done in a way that added discomfort to us. That's the Medrash Tanchuma and Parshas Tazria that says that that the Churban really was supposed to be on Asara B'Teves, but it was pushed off to Tisha B'Av in order that it shouldn't add that level of pain to us. L'maisa, but since today was the start of it, that's the day it was Nikva on Asara B'Teves that there should be a fast day, because that was the beginning of the end of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So this fast day is really Me'ain, the fast days of Shavuot, Tammuz, Tisha B'Av, where there's a Churban, the siege of the city took place today. Nebuchadnezzar surrounded Yerushalayim today. And that was, as we said, the beginning of the end. So the Churban Beis HaMikdash, which we mourn for, B'chol Taikva, on Tisha B'Av, both Churbanas, but really today is also supposed to be Ma'ir to us in the middle of that winter's man, somewhere between Hanukkah and Purim. We are reminded that the Beis HaMikdash really started to be destroyed now. And it's very interesting, the Rambam has Yud Gimel Ikrim, the 13 principles of faith that he goes through in Pirush HaMishnayos and Sanhedrin, and the Ani Mamins, the 13 Ani Mamins are based on that. And the most famous one, the Ani Mamin, the 12th Ani Mamin, probably most famous because it has the most songs, but probably most songs because of the words that it says in this Ani Mamin is Be'amunah Shalema, we believe with full Amunah, Be'vias HaMashiach, that Mashiach is going to come. It's one of the 13 principles of faith that a person, in order to be considered a mamin, and not a kaifer, not someone who's kaifer, so he has to believe in the coming of Mashiach. And it's very interesting, all the Ani Mamins are beliefs in faith that Hashem takes care of the Ashkoch of the world, and the belief in Moshe Rabbeinu and all the other Nevi'im. And here in the middle of the Ani Mamin, what do? We say, Ani Mamin be'muna shaleima be'vias HaMashiach. Then we say, Va'afa pisha yisma mea, even though there's a delay, Mashiach is not coming, im kol ze achake loy b'chol yom sheyavo, even so, we wait and we anticipate anxiously the coming of Mashiach. And so chayra out of place there. These are the principles of faith. This is something that we have to believe. So you have to believe in the coming of Mashiach. But what's this addition, as if like our emotion gets the better of us, and we say, Va'afa pisha yisma mea, even though it takes so long, still we believe it. Why don't we say in the beginning, even though it's been many years since Moshe Rabbeinu and Nevi'im, still we believe it. That's not the point. The point is, over there it's an issue of belief. Over here it seems to be more than belief. It's belief that Mashiach is going to come, and even though we delay, achak eloi, I still wait anxiously, with anticipation, the coming of Mashiach. And it seems, if this is part of the nuscha of the Ani Mamin, that included in this belief, included in this chiyuv to be Mamin, in order to be not considered a kofer, that a person has to believe in Mashiach's coming, he also has to hope that Mashiach is going to come. Very important yisoid, not just to believe in our mind that Mashiach is going to come, but also to be ma'ir into us that feeling, that hergish of achak eloi, of longing for it to come. That's part of the principle of faith, that's part of the emunah b'vias HaMashiach. The truth is, the Rambam himself seems to say this in Hilchas Malachim. Here in Hilchos Malachim, the Rambam talks about the coming of Mashiach a lot and what's going to be. And in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Right, the beginning of Perek Yud Aleph, the Rambam explains to us what's going to be when Mashiach comes. And he says, HaMelech HaMashiach Asid Lamoid Ulahachzir Malchus Beis David LiYoshna. Melech Mashiach is going to come pretty soon. He's going to come and he's going to bring back the Malchus Beis David. And he says, V'chol mi she'enoi ma'amin boy, whoever does not believe that Mashiach is going to do this, oi mi she'enoi mechake libi asoi, or someone who does not long for the coming of Mashiach, loy b'shar neviim b'lvadu koifer, he's not just a koifer in all the words of the neviim, ela b'toira uva Moshe Rabbeinu, he's considered a koifer in Torah and Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam brings psukim about that, but it's an incredible lashon of Rambam. The Rambam says if a person is enoi ma'amin boy, if he doesn't believe it, oi mi she'enoi mechake libi asoi. All the Lamdanim over here who know how to already learn up Rishayim and be Madaik and Rishayim, I'm sure you see in the Lashon Rambam a fascinating thing. Not just someone who doesn't believe, it's mashma clearly in the Rambam that even if someone does believe, I know my Rebbe taught me and my parents taught me that Mashiach is going to come, but I don't have that tshuka, I don't have that desire that Mashiach is going to come. It's a very scary thing. The Rambam says that that's someone who's a kaifer. He's a kaifer in the Torah. Not just you have to believe it, but also you have to hope that it comes. Via that Rambam, we understand clearly why it says in the Ani Mamin, specifically by this one, because that's part of what makes us a Mamin, and not a kaifer. Not just that we believe the fact that Mashiach is going to come, but also that we long for the coming of Mashiach. And the fact that a person has to long for the coming of Mashiach, that's a Gemara. The Gemara says in Tainis Daf Lamed, famous Gemara, Kol HaMisabel Al Yerushalayim, who knows how it ends? If a person is mourns on Yerushalayim, yes, Zoicha V'roya B'Simchasa, he's going to merit to see the Simcha of Yerushalayim with Mashiach coming. But the Gemara says another line as well, V'she'enoi Misabel Al Yerushalayim, if somebody does not mourn Yerushalayim, it doesn't bother him the fact that we're missing the Beis HaMikdash and missing Yerushalayim, Enoi Roya B'Simchasa. The first part of the Gemara is a big schus. Someone is Misabel Yerushalayim, he treats Asar Batavis properly, treats Tisha B'Av properly, and he thinks about Yerushalayim, and he mourns in it, and feels bad that we don't have Yerushalayim. Zoicha V'roya B'Simchasa. And there's a great Ritva over there. The Ritva says that, well, how could it be? We know so many tzaddikim that were longing for Mashiach. I mean, who could you say was a bigger machake li-Yeshua than the Chavetz Chaim, or than the Rambam himself who writes this? All the big tzaddikim of all the generations who were longing for Mashiach, and they didn't see Mashiach. They didn't see it. They died before Mashiach came. So how could it be? Kol HaMisabel Al Yerushalayim Zoicha V'roya B'Simchasa. Says the Ritva that even though the future Tchias HaMeisim that's going to happen to all the people or to all the tzaddikim, that's going to happen at a future date. That's a time called Tchias HaMeisim. But as soon as Mashiach comes, there's going to be a Tchias HaMeisim La'oisan Shemesu Begalus V'chiku LiYeshua. Those people who died before Mashiach actually came, it's going to be a special Tchias HaMeisim, and we all want to be part of that. If we're not Zeicha to be alive at the time that Mashiach comes, but if we long for Mashiach, then there'll be a special Tchias HaMeisim as soon as Mashiach comes and the Beis HaMikdash is built. The Ritva guarantees us that there's going to be a special Tchias HaMeisim for all those people who wanted Yeshua. So that's Kol HaMisabel Yerushalayim Zoicha V'roya B'Simchasa. But what about the second part? That's something that's already a little more scary. That's something that tells us it's not just a great schus to mourn for Yerushalayim, but if a person does not mourn for Yerushalayim, a person does not properly feel the pain of the lack of Yerushalayim, ain't a roya b'simchasa. I remember hearing a shmuz in the Mir Yeshiva from Rabbi Fall Shmulevitz, who's the son of Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz, and he pointed out that everyone loves to quote over the first line of this Gemara, but the second line of the Gemara shows us that it's not just a schus, but it's a t'nai. A t'nai means a condition, a prerequisite. Person, if you misabel Yerushalayim, you have a schus that you're zoicha v'roya b'simchasa. But it's also a prerequisite. If a person is einoi misabel Yerushalayim, then it's einoi roya b'simchasa. And if that's the case, there's no better day than today on Asar B'Teves that a person has to be ma'ayir himself to be a machaki li'Yeshua. The Gemara says if he's einoi misabel Yerushalayim, he's einoi roya b'simchasa. The Rambam says if a person believes Mashiach is coming, but he doesn't hope that Mashiach is coming, so he's considered a kaifer, he's not considered a ma'amin. So on a day like today, we have to be ma'ir ourselves to hope for Mashiach, and to wait for Mashiach to come, to anticipate the geula shleima that there's going to be a Beis HaMikdash. I remember my father told me that Reb David Cohen, my father's Rebbe, he spoke once in Atlanta. He was speaking to a very modern crowd, and he was talking about in the 3 weeks about the geula, about the Beis HaMikdash, about Mashiach, and it was very inspiring. People came over and asked questions afterwards, all different types of questions. So one lady came over to Reb David Cohen afterwards and said, I want to ask you, when Mashiach comes, do we have to go with him? Is that like a, do we have a choice? Could we stay here, or is it something like we have to go with him? And Reb David Cohen said afterwards that like if someone can ask him such a question after the shmooze, vice the shmooze wasn't good enough. That a person shouldn't be thinking to ourselves, do we have to go with Mashiach? If Mashiach comes, does that mean the football season is over? If Mashiach comes, does that mean we have to go with him? We have to put away all our plans? Or can we continue life as usual over here and we'll join? By the Shalosh Regalim will come. That's something that we laugh at the lady in Atlanta who asked such a question, but we have to really think into ourselves. Is it something that we think as well? That when we learn all about Mashiach, we say it's a nice sugya, it's a nice thing, it's a nice song, Animam v'muna shalema, but really, we're doing nice and fine with our homes in America, and we're doing nice and fine with our schedules here, and if Mashiach comes, it's going to throw everything off, and it's going to mess us up, and it's something that we're not going to be excited to go. Or is Mashiach something that we wake up in the morning and look outside and we say, uh-oh, it looks like another day, Mashiach is not here. It's something that's hard to do on a regular basis. But to be ma'ir ourselves on the days of Churban, the days of Tisha B'Av and Shavasar B'Tammuz, on the day of Asara B'Teves, when the Churban started, that's something that's so important to us. And I think the most important way and the most practical way that a person could be ma'ir on himself, that hergish, that mature hergish of someone who's growing in Torah and Avodah, the hergish of we miss Mashiach, we want the Beis HaMikdash to come, the only way we could properly do that, if to make it really tangible and part of us, is to learn a little bit about what was here in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. What is the Beis HaMikdash? The Beis HaMikdash is not just the most glorious, beautiful building where they brought karbanos. We have to learn a little bit what was going on in the Beis HaMikdash and get ourselves into the feeling of what happened on a daily basis when the Beis HaMikdash was here. And then we notice that that's not here now. We're living our regular lives today, but it's not so regular. We see how b'di'evit the situation is over here, and therefore we long for Mashiach, and we hope that Mashiach comes, and therefore we could be mechakei keitz Yeshua Asai, that when Mashiach comes, we'll be the people that will be redeemed. So I just wanted to spend a few minutes today on Asara B'Teves to talk a little bit, to try to be Mitzayer. Again, I don't know everything about what was going on in the Beis HaMikdash, I was never there, but you look through Chazal and you see different things that it talks about at the times of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Yom Shecharav Beis HaMikdash, what's missing. So I'll just share with you certain things that I came across about the Beis HaMikdash to try to get a feeling together, all of us as a Chabura, to try to feel what was there at the times of the Beis HaMikdash and what we're actually longing for. And then we could be Mo'er in that self, a very tangible hergish of wanting Mashiach to come and being someone who's Mis'abel al Yerushalayim. The first thing when you talk about the Beis HaMikdash was that the Beis HaMikdash is a makom of tefillah. Beis HaMikdash was the epitome, the place where that there was the tefillahs of Klal Yisrael was answered. Shlomo HaMelech davened as he was building the Beis HaMikdash. Shlomo HaMelech had a tefillah, it's brought down in Malachim Aleph, that he davened that anyone who comes to the Beis HaMikdash and has a prayer, has a tefillah, has a need, it should be answered. And it's an incredible thing. If you look in there's Masechtas Ketanos at the end of some of the Masechtas, it's printed, and Masechtas Smachos. Smachos talks all about Avelus. So Masechtas Smachos, it's a Lashon Saginar, Smachos means happy, but it's really a Masechta about Avelus. And Masechtas Smachos, in the sixth parak, it describes what used to happen in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. If someone knew of a sick person, if someone knew of someone who needed a Refuah Shalema, so what would he do? He would go to the Beis HaMikdash, and he would say the following tefillah: Hashoichin bebayis hazeh yirachim alav. Some, the one who dwells in this bayis, in the Beis HaMikdash, the Hashem, who's the Shechina, is in the Beis HaMikdash, yirachim alav, should have rachmanas on this person. Umiyat nisrape. The person would be cured right away. That's how you cure a sick person. You didn't go to a doctor. You went to the Beis HaMikdash, and davened that this person should have refuah shleima, and have refuah shleima. Could I say it was 100% of the time? I don't know. Like I said, I wasn't there. But definitely that's what it says in Masechta Smachis used to happen. It could be there was a gzeira or yoyma sometimes. Person had to be sick. You needed a refuah. You needed a yoyim tainis or whatever it was. But in the standard situation, when a person woke up in the morning and he was sick and he couldn't leave his bed, he would send his friend to the Beis HaMikdash. Go to the Beis HaMikdash to daven, ha-shoichin b'bayis hazeh yirachim alav. End of story. That was the school of the Beis HaMikdash, that it was a makom tefillah. The Gemara in Brachos tells us, Taflam Beis HaMikdash, Miyoyim Shecharav Beis HaMikdash, Nin Alu Sharei Tefillah. The gates of tefillah were shut. This tefillah that we just said now, that it used to come to the Beis HaMikdash, daven, and everything was taken care of, Miyoyim Shecharav Beis HaMikdash, that was shut. It brings a pasuk in Eicha, Gam Ki Ezak, Even if I cry out to Hashem, there was a stima, there was a stop, and a blockage in my tefillah. So even though, as we know these days, we go to a shul and daven, even if a person davens b'yechidus, a tefillah could be answered. Surely a tefillah b'tzibur, a tefillah in the Beis HaKnesses, the school of davening still exists, but nina lusharei tefillah, those gates of tefillah that were always open, that if you go to the Beis HaMikdash and daven for anything you want and it would come true, that is something that we're missing these days. And for that itself, this is inyan number one. The Beis HaMikdash was a makam tefillah. For that itself, it's a reason to long for the Beis HaMikdash, that all the tzaris that we have, that we could pull ourselves out of it, if we are able to daven in a place like the Beis HaMikdash, that itself is one thing that we're missing now these days, and that with the Beis HaMikdash coming back, we'll be able to restore that koyach tefillah, that the shari tefillah will be open, and Hashem will be able to answer all of our prayers. The second thing, it says about the Beis HaMikdash, the Goyin actually brings it down. The Goyin has a sefer, the Vilna Goyin has a sefer, Aderes Elio, and in Navi, Aderes Elio and Shmuel Aleph, and Peret Beis, Pasuk Beis, by Shiras Chana, says, Shmuel Aleph, the Vilna Goyin says, HaBeis HaMikdash HaYamatzil UMegin Aleihem MiKol Tzara. The Beis HaMikdash would protect from Kol Tzara, from any Tzaras, the Beis HaMikdash would protect that the Tzaras wouldn't come. Again, I'm sure there's some exceptions, that Tzaras did come, because Hashem wanted it to come. But in Bederach Klal, when there was a tzara that was supposed to come, the Beis HaMikdash protected from the tzara coming. And this is not because of the first thing that we daven. That's when there is a tzara, when there is a chayli, then a person davened and it was able to get rid of it. But most tzaras never even came. Hashem protected us. We called tzara that the tzara shouldn't even come. Hashem was matzil u'megin aleihem that the tzara shouldn't even come. And he brings the pasuk concerning the Beis HaMikdash in Malachim Aleph, Perek Vav, pasuk Yud Gimel, where it says, V'shachanti b'soich b'nei Yisrael, Hashem says, I will dwell in b'nei Yisrael, which is with the Beis HaMikdash, V'loi ezoi v'sami Yisrael, I will not forsake my nation Klal Yisrael. That means when there is a Beis HaMikdash, Hashem says that I will not leave Klal Yisrael, I will always watch them, protect them from tzaras. On Yom Kippur, in the Chazaras Hashatz, by the Avodah of Yom Kippur, we say a long piyut. I think over here they stop short and continue further, but after that, avoidas Yom Kippurim, so we say a whole long piyut, and it says there, me'eis chasarnu kol eila. We talk about the avoida that was done in the Beis HaMikdash, and we say that we cry now that the Beis HaMikdash is not here. Me'eis chasarnu kol eila, from the time that we're missing all of this, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, what's the first thing that we say? Takfu aleinu tzaras. Tzaras came onto us. Takfu, this two gersais there with a chaf, it means like continuous tzaras, like takef one after the other, or takfu with a kuf, it means that it was miskaber, it gained strength, the tzaras to come at us. But either way, it's the same idea that when there was a churban Beis HaMikdash, that's when the tzaras began. So it's really two points. First of all, the tzaras would never come, and even if there is a tzara, we would have a tefillah and be able to daven and get ourselves out of it. And that's what a person should think of on a day of Asara B'Teves, on a day of introspection of Churban Beis HaMikdash. You think of all the tzaras that you know about. That's what a person is supposed to spend his time doing today. Even if he goes to sleep for the weakness of the fast, it shouldn't be a whole day of sleep. Person, even when they're sleeping, going to sleep, what should you be thinking about when you're going to sleep? Think about it. It's Asara B'Teves. Asara B'Teves was the Churban Beis HaMikdash. All the tzaras that are happening now, any things that we know in Eretz Yisrael, or anywhere in Klal Yisrael, different tzaras, personal tzaras and general tzaras. And the truth is, you could think back to the tzaras throughout the history of Klal Yisrael. The Holocaust, the Inquisitions, all the problems that Klal Yisrael ever had, it all relates back to the Churban Beis HaMikdash. With the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem protected us from tzara. For once in a while, a person had a tzara, a person had a sickness, so he would go to the Beis HaMikdash and daven, and Hashem would get rid of it. Now, me'eis chasanu kol eila, from the time that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that already was the started the downhill roll. But that's when tzaras came, and Hashem didn't protect us as much as he used to. And when we were in the tzara, we had no way to get out of it, to come to daven. Sometimes Hashem turned away the tefillah. We didn't have that situation like we had in the Beis HaMikdash. So those two things, Hashem answering the tefillahs, that was something that was in the Beis HaMikdash, and without the Beis HaMikdash, nina lushari tefillah. And the whole protection from tzaras, as the Goyin says, in Aderes Elio, that the protection from tzaras, that was there at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and now without that, we have tokfu aleinu tzaras, we have the tzaras mounting upon us one after the other. There's another aspect as well, limud ha-Torah. Limud ha-Torah is something we work on every day, to learn, to understand the word of Hashem, to understand the halacha that Hashem is trying to tell us that we should act upon, and not just the halacha, but the chachma in general, to understand the Torah that Hashem gave to us on our Sinai. And we try very hard, it's not always easy for us. But when the Beis HaMikdash was here, and Amir Tz Hashem, when the Beis HaMikdash will come back, the Limud HaTorah was on a different level. We were able to understand things much easier. We were able to understand things much clearer and much deeper. It's very interesting. There's a tefillah that we say it so often, you hear it, Samafanecha Hashem Elokeinu Velokei, V'seinu Sheyibana Beis HaMikdash V'me'er V'yameinu. Beis HaMikdash should be built right away. What's the next words that we say? V'sein Chalkeinu B'seir HaSecha, you should give us our portion in Torah. And I always wondered, like, what's the connection? Then it says, V'sham Na'vodcha B'yira, we go back to talking about the Beis HaMikdash, that we should do the Avodah. I pumped in the middle, it says, V'sein Chalkeinu B'seir HaSecha, you should give us our portion in Torah. Until I looked around, and the Oitzer HaTfil Siddur, we say it after Rabbi Shmuel Leimer in Shachris, we say it also at the end of Shemana Esrei. So the Oitzer HaTfil Siddur brings, is a pirish called the Eitz Yosef, he brings from the Vilna Gaon, I didn't find the Gaon inside, but he brings from the Vilna Gaon, I believe in his pirish on Pirkei Avos, he says, that the Gaon says like this, Yihira Tzama Fanecha Hashem Elikeinu, Sheyibana Beis HaMikdash B'meir V'yameinu. We're asking Hashem to bring back the Beis HaMikdash. V'sein Chalkeinu B'sayra Secha. Through bringing back the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem will be giving us a greater portion in Torah. Because when there was Hashras HaShchina, when the Beis HaMikdash was here, that's when we were zoicha to the clear Havana that we have in learning. To all the depths of Torah, when there was a Churban, when the Yirmiyah HaNavi says in Eicha, that when there's a Churban, Malka V'sarea Bagoyim ain't Torah. There is no Torah. What's no Torah? We're sitting all day learning Torah. Why no Torah? Look at all the Chachamim that came, the Chachmei HaGemara and the Rishonim HaChronim, they all came after the Churban. But ain't Torah. It's not the same Torah. When there was a Beis HaMikdash, there was a higher level of understanding in Torah. And that's what we say, not only was there a higher level then, but in the future, the Navi tells us, Umala Haaretz, Deyas Hashem, right? There's going to be a time where the land will be filled with Das, with Chachma, Tfuna, all the Chachma that we're missing these days, it'll come to its highest level when the Beis HaMikdash comes back. So as we're sitting and learning, and as a person is trying to toil on the Chachma of Torah, we realize that this Tefillah is something that's so important to us, V'sein Chalkeinu B'sayra Secha, together with the Beis HaMikdash. When the Beis HaMikdash comes back, then our understanding, our enlightenment in Torah will be so easy and so geschmack for us. That's something that, for that itself, it's kedai to long for the Beis HaMikdash and to anticipate the coming of Mashiach. There is another aspect as well, and this is something that I think is a very big chiddush. And that is that the prosperity and the gashmias, all the bracha that comes in the world, the rain and the fruits and everything, all that's good in this world, it really all comes through the Beis HaMikdash. There's a kli yakar in this week's parasha, in Parashas Vayechi, very interesting, on the pasuk by the bracha of Asher. May Asher shmeina lachmai. The kli yakar says, it's Perek Mem Tes, pasuk Chaf, in Parashas Vayechi, it says, V'yadua, it's known, shekol ha-shefa v'ha-soiva bala oilam min ha-migdash. All the shefa of bracha, all the bracha, the plenty, the prosperity that Hashem sends to this world, it all comes from the Beis HaMikdash. And he's going on the pasuk, May Asher Shemein Alach, May Asher used to, the Shevet of Asher used to donate oil to the Beis HaMikdash for the menachos that were mixed with oil, and for other needs in the Beis HaMikdash that they used oil from. And because of that, because there was the contribution to the Beis HaMikdash, Shemein Alach, May the bread of Asher was fat and rich, that bracha came because he took part in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Kli Yakar says that in general, everything that was in the Beis HaMikdash, the whole concept of having the Beis HaMikdash, that was something that brought prosperity and oisher to Klal Yisrael. And as we know, the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Daf Chofei Amid Beis, that from the time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Ein HaGeshamim Yardim Me'oitza HaTov. The Geshamim don't come, the rain doesn't come anymore from that same treasure house that it used to come. So the rain that brings us Parnassah, as we mentioned the other day, rain is not just rain on the ground. Rain means, represents life and Parnassah in Klal Yisrael. That's something that comes through the Beis HaMikdash. Miyayim Shachar of Beis HaMikdash, the rain is not the same. And the reason why I say it's such a chiddush is because we can understand ruchniistic things, even tefillah, anything that comes for a tefillah, surely limud HaTorah, that comes when the Shechina is there. If the Shechina is missing, Hashem is behest upon him, we're in galus, so that I could understand easily, that's on a lower level. But prosperity and gashmias, gashmias that the rain is not as good, that comes from the Beis HaMikdash, that's something that I think is ma'ir in us, more of a hergish of missing the Beis HaMikdash. We realize that we're living in a b'di'evit society. We're living in a society where Hashem doesn't send to us all the good things because we don't have that Beis HaMikdash in us. And one of the most amazing chidushim is in the Mishnah. The Mishnah at the end of Saita, you may have learned it, the Mishnah at the end of Saita, Mem Ches Amid Aleph, it says that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, from the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Ein Yoyim She'ein by Klala, there's no day that there's no curse. It says there, V'nit al tam ha-peiros. The tam of fruit, when you bite into an apple, is a geshmak, a pear, a peach, any good fruit, and mistama doesn't only mean fruit, anything that grows from the ground, Nital tama peiros. It used to taste much better. Whatever good food you taste today, it used to taste much better in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. What's the pshat? That's gashmias. That's hana. That's pleasure that we have, that we try to avoid running after our taivas gashmias. So why is the gashmias better when the Beis Hamikdash is here? But the idea is, like we just said from the Kli Yachar, that all the shefa, soiva, everything that comes, everything that's good in this world, is all the conduit to that is the Beis Hamikdash. Once there's a Beis Hamikdash, so that's the pipeline that Hashem sends down all the good. It's through the tefillas that go on in the Beis Hamikdash, the avodah that goes on in the Beis Hamikdash, and in general, the hashras hashchina that there is in the Beis Hamikdash. When there's no Beis Hamikdash, so the world is functioning on a b'di'evid level. The world is functioning without that conduit of bracha v'atzlacha from the Beis Hamikdash. And therefore, it makes sense to say that what the Mishnah says, that nital tama peres, that it's not just that the rain doesn't come down, but mimela, the fruits don't taste as good. All the gashmistika pleasures that we have these days is really not close to the level that it was in the times of the Beis Hamikdash. And it's not just from Chazal, but really the Psukim, if you go through the Psukim in the Nevi'im, you see it in the Psukim. And one of the Treyasar is Chagai. Chagai is one of the Svarim, the Sifri Tanakh. One of the Sifri Tanakh is Treyasar, 12 different parts of it. And in the Sefer Chagai, in Parak Aleph, the Navi, Chagai HaNavi, tells Klal Yisrael from Hashem that really everything is because of the lack of the Beis Hamikdash. They didn't want to build the second Beis Hamikdash. When the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, they didn't want to come back and build the second Beis Hamikdash. They said, well, you know, we have our life, just like the lady in Atlanta. That's what they were saying to Chagai HaNavi. Well, we're lo yeis boy eis Beis Hamikdash Beis Hashem libanois. We don't want to build the Beis Hamikdash now. We have everything, and Hashem says, through Chagai HaNavi, Hashem tells them, don't you understand what's going on? You guys are missing the boat. Simu levavchem al darcheichem. Concentrate on what's going on. You're planting and it's not coming out well. You're eating and you're not getting full. You're wearing clothing and it's not warming you. All the problems that you have in the times of Churban, all the problems that you have, you know what the reason is? Beshvil Churban Beisi. Because of the Churban Beis Hamikdash. It's an amazing thing. Back in the times, they were living just the 70 years between the first and the second Beis Hamikdash. They didn't chap this. They didn't chap that it's all because of the Churban Beis Hamikdash. And surely these days, if the Navi tells us that it's Beshvil Churban Beisi, so surely these days when we have a Churban of both Bate Mikdashim and we're waiting in the Gala so many years, so all the Klala that comes because of Churban Beis Hamikdash. I just want to summarize, we should internalize these ideas, that in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, the tefillah was on a much higher level and was much more successful. We could daven for anything and pull us out of any tzara or any chayli. Not just the tefillah, but the tzaras themselves didn't come. On a usual basis, the tzaras that would have come, the Beis Hamikdash protected from the tzaras. The madregas and Torah, the understanding of the Torah, the ease that it came with, the geshmak and understanding the depth of Torah, that's something in times of the Beis Hamikdash was on a different level. And what we're saying today from Chazal, incredible Chiddush, that even the brachos that come in Gashmias, the rain and the good taste in the fruits, the pleasure that we have in Gashmias, that's something that was there in the Beis Hamikdash, and that's something that we're missing these days. So when we try to internalize these ideas and feel what's missing in the Beis Hamikdash, we see how our life is so different without the Beis Hamikdash. There's an amazing Lashon HaMedrash, I'll end with this, that the Medrash says in Parshas Bereishis, it's a Bereishis Rabbah, Parsha Yud Gimel Ois Beis, the Lashon of the Medrash, amazing Lashon HaMedrash. I once saw it brought down and then I saw it inside. It says like this, in Bereishis Rabbah, Yud Gimel Ois Beis, Kol Tfilason Shal Yisrael, all the prayers of Klal Yisrael, all the tefillos of Klal Yisrael, Einai Ela Al Beis HaMikdash. They're really all for the Beis HaMikdash. All the tefillos of Klal Yisrael are for the Beis HaMikdash. The Medrash dashes it from a pasuk, V'chol Siach HaSadeh. Siach is referring to tefillah. V'yetzei Yitzchak L'suach L'Sadeh. That's Siach HaSadeh. And HaSadeh, Sadeh refers to the Beis HaMikdash. Tziyin Sadeh Teicharish, the pasuk says. The Beis HaMikdash is called the Sadeh. So we learn that from that pasuk that what? Kol tefillah shel Yisrael, kol tefillasan shel Yisrael, Einai Ela Al Beis HaMikdash. And the first time I saw it, I was perplexed. What does it mean? Kol tefillasan shel Yisrael, Einai Ela Beis HaMikdash. I understand, we turn to Hashem in Shemoneh Esrei, right? And we say, bring us back to Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. As Semach David Avdecha, bring back Malchus Beis David. That's for the Beis HaMikdash, right? That's for Geula. Bring us the Geula, Shalei Magal Yisrael, and we daven for the Geula. But what about, we're asking for Das, we're asking for Kapara, we're asking for Rafua. What does that have to do with the Beis HaMikdash? We're asking these days, in the times of Churban, help us out with our temporary tzaras. So what's the pshat in the Lashon HaMedrash? Kol tefillasan shel Yisrael, einon Ella, al beis hamikdash. And I see some of the guys are clapping already. That I think lafi this whole shtickle, lafi the whole binyan that we're building over here, the idea to understand what the beis hamikdash is, the pshat and the medrash may be as follows. Kol tefilas and shal yisrael, anything that you're davening for. In other words, what it boils down to is you're davening for the beis hamikdash. Because what are we davening? We're davening at the chonin ladam das. Please give us das. When is das going to come? When there's a beis hamikdash? We're davening for kapara. Hashem should forgive us. When is that going to come? When there's a beis hamikdash and we can bring karbanas. We're davening Hashem should save us from all our tzaras. Re'eva and yenu. When does Hashem protect us from tzaras? When is the beis hamikdash? Refa'enu. You should give us refuah. Everything. Well, when is the refuah? When there's a beis hamikdash, you go daven. Hashoychem b'bayis hazeh yirachem alav, and there'll be refuah. Baruch aleinu. We're davening for parnasa. When does parnasa and prosperity come? When there's a beis hamikdash? Surely a lot of the other brachas remaining in the Shemayna Esrei that we daven for the beis hamikdash and David, Hashem shall listen to our tefillas. All these things that can be shown in the marriage. Kol tefillas and shal Yisrael. Any bakasha that we're asking, that we're in a problem today, and we want us to be pulled out of that problem, to give us the bracha of atzlacha and all different aspects in life. Ain an ela beis hamikdash. That really, in other words, what it boils down to is that we're davening for the beis hamikdash. And therefore, today on Asara B'Tevis, we came today to get inspired. What is Asara B'Tevis? Asara B'Tevis is the beginning of the end of the Beis HaMikdash. And if that's the case, we should make it the beginning of the beginning as well. We should think to ourselves what we had with the Beis HaMikdash. What we had with the Beis HaMikdash and what we want to be rebuilt. When it says in Yigdal, which is based on the Yud Gimel Ikrim, the song of Yigdal, we say, Yishlach leketzai amin mishicheinu, right? Hashem will send at the end of days his Mashiach. Liftois mechakei ketzi shuasei. To redeem who? The people who are waiting for the ketzi shuasei, for the final salvation. The people who are waiting for Mashiach. So we want to be part of that group. And amidst Hashem, if we're ma'ir ourselves to realize what there was in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, memela, we could feel in a tangible way what we're missing and why we are longing for the Beis HaMikdash. We should come to the days where the Navi Zechariah prophesizes that what's going to be, that the day of the Tzayim HaAsiri and all the other fasts that are here because of the Churban Beis HaMikdash will be L'Sasan U'L'Simcha. When the Beis HaMikdash is built, we'll have that Sasan and Simcha, we'll share in that Simcha of Yerushalayim. We hope that that will come right away when we're still alive and we'll be able to share in that Simcha of Yerushalayim. But even if Chas V'Shalom, it doesn't come today and tomorrow and it comes after our lifetime, but as the Ritva and Tainis guarantees us that if we are we were waiting for Mashiach. We understood what we were missing when we didn't have a Beis HaMikdash. So then even if Mashiach comes after the time when we're not here anymore in this world, we'll be zeichet to that Tchias HaMesim and we'll be zeichet to share in that great Sasein and Simcha in Yerushalayim. We'll be zeichet that it should happen in our days as soon as possible. Okay.